Hey everyone, we're diving into something today that might sound like something you can put off for a few decades, you know, like a retirement plan or something. But trust me, understanding this now could seriously upgrade your health span, not just your lifespan.
Absolutely. You'll be surprised how relevant this is to you, even if you're not exactly raiding the retirement home bingo nights yet.
Exactly. So we're tackling this article on osteosarcopenia, and in case you haven't encountered that term yet, it's basically the bone and muscle breakdown combo that tends to happen as we age. And get this, they explain it using this cool framework called the hallmarks of aging.
Yeah, but think of it like a cheat sheet to the aging process, you know, highlighting those key changes that happen at the cellular level.
Okay, so before we get lost in the cellular weeds, let's make sure we're all on the same page. In plain English, what is osteosarcopenia and why should we care about it, like, now?
So imagine this. You're losing bone density, meaning your bones are getting weaker, right? And at the same time, you're losing muscle mass and strength. This double whammy increases the risk of falls, fractures, and eventually a real decline in your independence. And it's not just about getting older. It's about how those things can seriously impact your quality of life down the road. You know?
That's a really good point. We often think about preventing falls and fractures as an older person's problem, but this highlights how crucial it is to invest in our bone and muscle health throughout our lives. It's like that saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Better to keep those bones and muscles strong from the get-go, right?
Absolutely. And on a larger scale, this is becoming increasingly important as the global population ages. So understanding these hallmarks of aging can give us valuable insights into how we can kind of age healthier and maintain our independence for longer.
Okay, so let's break down these hallmarks. Is it like a biological checklist of everything that goes wrong as we age?
You can think of it that way, but it's more like a categorization system. Scientists have identified like 12 key hallmarks, and they've grouped them into three main categories: primary, antagonistic, and integrative. These categories help us understand how these different hallmarks like interact and contribute to the aging process.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Can you give us a quick rundown of these categories and maybe a few examples of how they relate to this whole osteosarcopenia thing?
Absolutely. Let's start with the primary hallmarks, which are like the fundamental culprits of aging. Imagine your car over time, parts wear down, things start to rust. Our cells are similar. One major player is genomic instability, where our DNA repair mechanisms become less efficient, leading to damage in our bone and muscle cells. It's like those little dings and scratches that accumulate on your car over time.
So our bodies are kind of losing their ability to keep things running smoothly as we age.
Exactly. And then there's telomere attrition, which is another primary hallmark. Think of those plastic tips on your shoelaces. Those are like telomeres. Every time a cell divides, those telomeres get shorter. Eventually, they get so short that the cell can't divide anymore, and it, you know, it dies. We see this particularly in how our bodies repair and rebuild bone, which is directly related to osteosarcopenia.
Okay, so our bodies are gradually losing their ability to maintain and repair themselves. What about those antagonistic hallmarks, the ones you said could go either way? Those sound interesting.
They are. One that's particularly relevant to osteosarcopenia is mitochondrial dysfunction. You see, mitochondria are like the powerhouses of our cells, and as they decline with age, our energy production takes a hit. This has a huge impact on every single cell in our body, including those in our muscles and bones.
So less energy equals weaker bones and muscles. That makes sense.
There's a lot of exciting research happening in this area, and understanding these antagonistic hallmarks is key to developing interventions that could potentially slow down or even reverse some aspects of aging.
This is blowing my mind. Okay, so we've got wear and tear on one hand, and this energy crisis on the other. Where do those integrative hallmarks come into play? You said they were like a domino effect?
Precisely. Think of integrative hallmarks as the consequences of those primary and antagonistic hallmarks we've been talking about. For example, stem cell exhaustion is a big one, and it plays a major role in osteosarcopenia. As we age, our body's ability to repair and regenerate tissues diminishes, including those crucial for bone and muscle health.
Ah, so that's why healing takes longer as we get older. Our repair crews aren't as efficient.
Exactly. And another important integrative hallmark is chronic inflammation. The article compares it to a low-grade fire that smolders in the body, slowly contributing to tissue breakdown. This is a huge factor in both bone loss and muscle weakness.
Wow, that's a powerful image. It makes you realize that aging isn't just about wrinkles and gray hair. There's so much happening at the cellular level that we don't even see. But it sounds like understanding these hallmarks could give us a serious leg up on aging well, right?
Absolutely. By understanding these underlying mechanisms, we can start to develop targeted strategies to prevent, delay, and even reverse some of the negative effects of aging, including osteosarcopenia.
Now we're talking. So before we dive into the specific research on osteosarcopenia and what we can do about it, I think it's time for a quick recap. We've covered a lot of ground here. You've given us a great overview of these hallmarks of aging. But can you remind us again why this matters for us, like right now, and not just when we're closer to retirement age?
You bet. It all boils down to this. Understanding how aging works at the cellular level can empower us to make informed decisions today that will pay off for decades to come. We're not just talking about adding years to our lives, but adding life to our years. And that, my friend, is a goal worth striving for.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Okay, so we've got this amazing framework for understanding how aging works, these hallmarks. But this deep dive is about more than just understanding, right? We want to know what we can actually do to, you know, to protect ourselves from this bone and muscle breakdown.
You're spot on. And this is where the article really digs into the exciting world of aging research.
Mm.
And specifically, what's being done about osteosarcopenia?
So what's the latest and greatest? What are researchers most hopeful about these days?
Well, one area creating a lot of buzz is the development of drugs called senolytics and senomodulators. You can think of these as like cellular bouncers. As we age, we accumulate these troublemaker cells called senescent cells that just kind of hang around and cause inflammation and dysfunction in our tissues.
So these senolytics, they come in and like clean house, kicking those senescent cells to the curb.
That's the idea. It's like hitting the refresh button on some of that cellular damage we accumulate over time.
Sign me up.
Oh.
But this being cutting edge research, I'm guessing it's still early days, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's important to be cautious with any new treatment. There aren't any senolytics specifically approved for treating osteosarcopenia in humans yet. But the early findings from animal studies are incredibly promising. And that's got researchers really excited.
That's amazing. Gives you a lot of hope for the future, right? But what about those of us who prefer a more, shall we say, natural approach? What role does exercise play in all of this?
You knew it was coming, right? Exercise is absolutely crucial, and not just any exercise. The research specifically points to high-intensity resistance training as a powerful weapon against both muscle and bone loss.
Makes sense. You've got to challenge those muscles and bones to keep them strong. I can already hear the gym calling my name. But how does this tie back to those hallmarks of aging we talked about earlier?
That's what's so cool about it. High-intensity resistance training seems to have a positive impact on multiple hallmarks at the same time. It helps improve mitochondrial function, so those cellular powerhouses get a boost. It stimulates stem cell activity, meaning our bodies get better at repairing and regenerating tissues. And it even helps combat chronic inflammation.
Wow, talk about a triple threat. In a good way, of course.
Anyway.
So it's not just about building muscle and bone, it's about impacting those underlying aging processes we talked about. This is all so fascinating. I feel like we're getting a glimpse into the future of aging research. But let's bring it back down to earth for a second. For those of us listening, what are the key takeaways we should be walking away with? What can we start doing today to protect ourselves from osteosarcopenia and maybe even live longer, healthier lives?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The good news is you don't have to wait for some futuristic anti-aging pill to start making a difference. There are simple, actionable steps you can take right now.
Okay, I'm all ears.
First off, get moving. And I don't just mean going for a leisurely stroll. We're talking about incorporating high-intensity resistance training into your routine. This could be lifting weights, using resistance bands, or even just using your own body weight for exercises like squats, push-ups, and planks.
So even if you're not a gym rat, you can still reap the benefits of resistance training.
Absolutely. You can start with simple body weight exercises at home and gradually increase the intensity and duration as you get stronger.
I love that. You don't need any fancy equipment or a gym membership to get started. What else can we do?
Another important step is to make sure you're getting enough calcium and vitamin D. These nutrients are essential for building and maintaining strong bones.
Okay, so load up on those leafy greens and maybe spend a little extra time soaking up the sun safely, of course.
Exactly. And if you're concerned about your bone health or have any risk factors for osteoporosis, talk to your doctor about getting a bone density scan. Early detection and intervention are key.
That's a great reminder. So even if we're not experiencing any symptoms, it's still important to be proactive about our bone health, especially as we get older.
Absolutely. Think of it as an investment in your future self.
I love that. What other lifestyle factors should we be mindful of? Does diet play a role beyond just calcium and vitamin D?
It certainly does. A balanced diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, and lean protein, is crucial for overall health and can help reduce inflammation in the body. On the flip side, excessive sugar, processed foods, and unhealthy fats can contribute to inflammation, which we know is a key player in osteosarcopenia.
So what you're saying is those late-night pizza binges might not be doing our bones and muscles any favors.
You might want to rethink that fourth slice.
Duly noted. So we've got exercise, diet, and talking to our doctors. Any other pearls of wisdom you can share with us before we wrap things up?
Well, this might seem obvious, but I can't emphasize enough the importance of not smoking and moderating alcohol intake. These habits can wreak havoc on your bone health, making them weaker and more prone to fractures.
Right, because anything that's bad for your overall health is ultimately bad for your bone and muscle health, too.
Exactly. It's all connected.
This has been incredibly eye-opening. I feel like we've gone from osteo-what to feeling empowered to take control of our bone and muscle health, both now and in the future.
I'm glad to hear it. Knowledge is power. And the more you understand about how your body ages, the better equipped you'll be to make choices that support a long, healthy, and active life.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We've covered a lot of ground today, but there's still so much more to explore. Speaking of exploring, the article we've been discussing touches on some really fascinating research challenges that scientists are grappling with.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the research around osteosarcopenia and aging, it's still evolving. And that's what makes it so exciting. This article, it highlights some intriguing challenges that have, big implications for how we study aging in general.
Oh, like what kind of roadblocks are researchers facing in this field?
Well, one of the big ones is that historically scientists have mostly studied muscle loss and bone loss separately.
Okay.
And it's like trying to understand a car engine by only looking at the wheels and the gas tank.
Yeah.
You're missing those crucial connections.
That's a great analogy. And I guess it makes sense. Both fields are incredibly complex on their own, let alone trying to study them, together.
Exactly. But what's becoming increasingly clear is that these two processes, they're intricately linked, right? What affects your muscles also affects your bones and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So to really understand and treat osteosarcopenia effectively, we need more integrated models that can kind of capture the complex interplay between these tissues.
So it's like trying to solve a puzzle, but you're only looking at half the pieces. No wonder there's still so much we don't know. But despite those challenges, it sounds like researchers are, making progress. You mentioned earlier that there's a lot of promising research happening.
Absolutely. And it's not just about developing new drugs like senolytics. Those are definitely promising. There's a growing movement towards understanding how lifestyle factors like diet and exercise can impact these aging processes at a fundamental level.
Right. Like we were talking about earlier, high-intensity resistance training isn't just about building bigger muscles or denser bones. It's about influencing those underlying cellular mechanisms we discussed, like improving mitochondrial function and combating chronic inflammation.
Exactly. And the more we learn about these connections, the more empowered we become to take control of our own aging process. It's not about trying to stop aging altogether. That's impossible. But about aging in a way that allows us to live longer, healthier, more vibrant lives.
And that's something we can all get behind. This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening. And I have to say, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about the future of aging research.
Me too. It's an incredibly exciting time to be paying attention to this field. Who knows what breakthroughs are just around the corner?
Maybe one day we'll have that cellular reset button after all.
Maybe so. But in the meantime, we've got a powerful toolkit at our disposal. By making smart choices about our diet, our exercise, and overall lifestyle, we can have a huge impact on how we age. And that's a really empowering message, I think.
Absolutely. It's a great reminder that we're not just passive bystanders in the aging process. We have agency, and we can make choices today that will pay off for decades to come. Well, on that inspiring note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your expertise. This has been an incredible journey.
The pleasure was all mine. Always happy to talk about the fascinating world of aging and the incredible resilience of the human body.
And for our listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts. What resonated with you most from today's deep dive? Have you noticed the effects of aging in your own life? And what steps are you taking to age healthily? Head over to our website or social media to join the conversation. Until next time, stay curious and keep those bones and muscles strong.